Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We pray that the message you will hear this morning will be exactly what you've been looking for. You know, and as we prepare to turn the broadcast over to Pastor Reynolds this morning, if you have your Bibles handy, you can turn to John chapter 4, verse 4, which is where Pastor Reynolds will be starting. Now, in today's message, Pastor Reynolds will talk about useless kinds of religion. And if you've ever heard people say, well, as long as they're sincere, it really doesn't matter what they believe. It'll all turn out okay in the end. Let me tell you, that is absolutely wrong. The Bible says there's only one way to God, and that is through His Son, Jesus Christ. Well, and before I take up too much of Brother Wayne's time, I better go ahead and turn it over to him and let him go on with his message today. So listen in as Pastor Reynolds talks about useless kinds of religion.
This morning, we want to take our text from the book of John, chapter 4 and verse 4, and speak on the subject, useless kinds of religion. The Bible states, "And he must needs go through Samaria." Jesus Christ had a purpose on his mind. That is, the woman at Samaria. He wanted to talk to this woman. This woman needed to be saved. Now, there are two ways by which a man may lose his own soul. What are they? Number one, he may lose his own soul by living and dying without any religion at all. He may live and die like a beast, prayerless, godless, graceless, and faithless. This is a sure way to hell. Mind that you do not walk in that way. Number two, he may lose his own soul by taking up some sort of religion. He may live and die, contenting himself with a false Christianity and resting on a baseless hope. There is the commonest way to hell there is. Listen, mind that you do not walk in that way. What do I mean when I state a useless kind of religion? A religion is entirely useless in which Jesus Christ is not the principal object and does not fill the principal place. There are only too many baptized men and women who practically know nothing about Christ. Their religion consists in a few vague notions and empty expressions. They trust they are no worse than others. They keep to their church. They try to do their duty. They do nobody any harm. They hope God will be merciful unto them. They trust the Almighty will pardon their sins and take them to heaven when they die. This is about the whole of their religion. But what do these people know practically about Christ? Well, nothing. Nothing at all. What have they with his offices and work? Do they understand anything about what Christ is here to do? Do they understand his blood? Do they understand his righteousness? Have they studied his meditation, his priesthood, or his intercession? None at all. They don't understand a bit of that. Ask them about a saving faith. Ask them about being born again of the Spirit of God. Ask them about being sanctified in Jesus Christ. And what answer will you get? Well, you are really just a barbarian unto them. You have asked them simple Bible questions, but they know nothing about them experimentally at all. And yet, this is the religion of hundreds of thousands of people who are called Christians all over this world. If you are a person of this kind, I warn you plainly that such Christianity will never take you to heaven. Now, that kind of Christianity might serve you very well in the eyes of people. It may pass muster very decently in the meeting places. It may pass muster in a place of business. or in the streets, but it will never give you real, lasting comfort. It will never even satisfy your conscience, and it will never, ever really save your eternal soul. I warn you plainly that all notions and theories about God being merciful without Christ are baseless delusions and empty fantasies. Such theories are an idol of man's inventions. They are all of the earth. They're earthly. They never came down from heaven. The God of heaven has sealed and appointed Christ as the one and only Savior and the way of life. And all who would be saved must be content to be saved by Him, or they will never be saved at all. Anytime, any person, trust in anything except Christ, it is to no avail at all. I give you fair warning. A religion without Christ will never save your soul. But think of this. A religion where Christ is joined to something else will never, ever save your soul as well. You see, a religion is entirely useless in which you join anything with Christ in the matter of saving your soul. You must not only depend upon Christ for salvation, but you must depend upon Christ alone and Christ alone. There are multitudes of baptized men and women who profess to honor Christ, but in reality to Him, they do Him a great dishonor. They give Christ a certain place in their system of religion, but not the place which God intended Him to fill. Christ alone is not all in all to their souls. No, it is either Christ in the church, or Christ and the sacraments, or Christ and His ordained ministers, or Christ and their own goodness, or Christ and their own prayers, or Christ and their own sincerity or charity on which they practically rest their souls. The thing about it is that we must never rest our souls, our eternity, on Christ plus anything. It is Christ plus absolutely nothing at all. If you are a Christian of the kind that trusts Christ plus something, I warn you plainly that your religion is an offense to God. You see, you are changing God's plan of salvation into a plan of your own devising. You are, in effect, deposing God from His throne and giving the glory due to Him to another. I care not who it is that teaches you your religion and on whose word you build. It don't make me any difference at all. Whether it's a pope or a cardinal that tells you that, whether it's an archbishop or a deacon, whether it is a bishop or an archbishop, whether it's a Presbyterian, a Baptist, or an independent, whether Methodist or Plymouth Brethren, whoever adds anything to Christ is teaching the wrong message. And really, I don't care what you add to Christ, whether it be the necessity of joining the Church of Rome, or becoming a free churchman, or being baptized by immersion, whatever you may practically add to Christ in the matter of salvation, you do Christ an absolute injury. Take heed what you are doing. It is your soul that we're talking about here. Beware of giving to Christ's servants the honor due to none except Christ. Beware of giving the Lord's ordinances the honor due unto the Lord. Beware of resting the burden of your soul on anything except Jesus Christ, and Christ alone. Beware of having a religion which is of no use and cannot save your eternal soul. Christ, you see, left the glory he had from all eternity with the Father and came down into the world to provide salvation. He took our nature upon himself, and Jesus Christ was born as a little babe, but he grew up and became a man. And as a man, he did the will of God perfectly, which we have all done imperfectly. As a man, Jesus Christ suffered on the cross the wrath of God, which all of us should have suffered. Jesus Christ brought in everlasting righteousness for us. Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse of a broken law. Jesus Christ opened a fountain for all sin and uncleanness. You see, Jesus Christ died for our sins. Jesus Christ not only died, he was buried, and he was in the grave for 3 days and three nights, and then he arose from the dead. Why? For our justification. Jesus Christ then ascended to the very throne of God. He ascended to God's own right hand, and there Jesus Christ sat down, waiting till his enemies should be made his footstool. And there Jesus Christ sits now. Jesus Christ is calling to all who will come to him, interceding for all who believe in him, and managing by God's appointment all that concerns the salvation of souls. Yes, it is an awful thing to have no religion at all, to have an immortal soul committed to your charge and neglect it. This is a most dreadful and terrible thing. But it is no less an awful thing to be content with a religion that cannot do you any good at all. Don't let this be your case today. I pray that you might come to know Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Today, all you need to do is just admit to God what you really are, that you're a sinner. You have nothing at all. But Jesus Christ can provide for you everlasting life. I know that he can do that. Why? Because Jesus Christ has saved me. I know that he has. And I know that Jesus Christ can also save your eternal soul. We'll be praying that God will reveal himself unto you.
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of today's broadcast, we pray that this message has been exactly what you were needing to hear. And if you'd like to visit with us about anything you heard, then please come and join us in person. We'll be at the church building today pretty well most of the day, so come by. Our Sunday school class will be starting at 10 a.m. We'll have worship services at 11 a.m. We'll have a prayer meeting at 3:45, and then worship services at 4:30. And if you haven't ever been there, our building is at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And if you'd like more information about our church, then probably the best place to find that is on our website, which is independencebaptist.org. Again, that's independencebaptist.org. Let me also remind everyone that we'll be having our yearly Bible Institute services this week. We'll have two guest speakers, and we'll have evening services. They'll start at 7 p.m., and that'll be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. That's February 4th, 5th, and 6th. And for those of you that are available, we'll also be having services during the day. That's on Thursday and Friday morning starting at 10 a.m. So again, that's February 5th and 6th during the day, and then February 4th, 5th, and 6th in the evening. So morning services will start at 10, afternoon services will start at 7, and we hope to be able to see you there. Now, looking at the clock, I can see that we're just about out of time this morning. So in our closing seconds, we'd like to once again thank you for joining us, and we pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.